This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If Keith posts any of the videos, I'm going to look schizophrenic because I'm just constantly swatting in things. I've got the yips almost. But no, it's a beautiful day out here. The Browns back at practice again today. We're going to be out here, by the way, on Monday and Tuesday and Friday of next week. You just heard Coach Riz. I'm sure he'll be stopping by next week as well. But our next guest was also observing the proceedings today with the Cleveland Browns. Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, joining us now. What's up, bud?
How are you?
I'm doing all right. Again, every time I go to look to my left, there's a gnat flying right across my eyeball. So other than that, I'm doing really, really well. It's good. It's kind of brought me out. I was in a little bit of a funk this week. Everything's fine. Just a little natural summer over funk, and being out here actually did kind of boost my spirits a little bit, so we're good.
Well, now you got the biggest gnat sitting right next to you.
Jake, how did you talk about Jake that way?
No, it's talking about
me. I know. I was just trying to pivot in a way, because I would never say that about you.
There's like six of them flying around
here
right now.
They must be attracted to fat guys. Who knew gnats would be chubby chasers, too? So I guess we'll start with what you saw today. What stood out to you today about practice?
That was a practice that Eric Mangini would have been proud of. And that is
in a good way or a bad way?
No, that was not a compliment. I mean, it was Mangini in. The only thing that was missing was the lineman running laps around the field for making mistakes. It was a tough watch of the offense. There's just no other way for me to put it. All four quarterbacks struggled. Not a single one has really stood out through three practices. Now, as I say that, Nick, in fairness, these are 60, 70, 75-minute practices. It's a little early. My chief concern is I saw some plays out there today that should have been able to be made by everybody. I'm not picking on any one individually, but they weren't made. And so if you can't make those practices when you're on air, essentially, when there's no tackling, you're not in pads, you're not thudding up, I am a little concerned about what that looks like when you go against legit live competition. So that is something that I'm going to be watching in the days to come. Try not to overreact. Try not to put the cart before the horse here. But I'm going to tell you what, when it comes to quarterback play, nobody's in a rhythm.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting about this, and this is probably something, it's one of the few things we've talked about on the offensive side of the ball that I don't know we've talked about the impact of, is you are going back to an old offense that doesn't automatically guarantee you success, right? You are trying to relearn some old habits, so even though there's a pretty strong knowledge of the system from a fair amount of these guys, because fair amount of the guys on offense have been here for 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, Joe as well. Joe's been in this offense. The other three quarterbacks, not so much, even though they fit it. But I think that's interesting. I think it'd be interesting if one of the things that actually hurt this team is going back to the offense that they were so successful at the first couple years of Stefanski here.
Well, I'm starting to question now. And again, I hesitate to get overly critical because we're talking about three practices that are not very in-depth in detail. But, like, I watched the one-on-one drills today, right? Wide receivers versus DBs. there were not a lot of completions there. And that was with the veterans on one end of the field and then the rookies at the other end of the field. And that both sides shared in that. And I am a little concerned about that because this is the time where everything should be somewhat easier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it gets harder from here. And this is the first time that, Nick, that I am starting to question the whole four-man quarterback competition to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to think maybe this was a bad idea, that what they might maybe should have done was just say it's Flacco v. Pickett. If one of these rookies happens to take camp by storm, we'll consider them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Maybe behind the scenes that's exactly what it is and how they feel. But as far as the public messaging has been, what? It is a four-man quarterback competition. Everyone has a chance. Like, I don't know how you call it a four-man competition. If we're three practices deep, plus the off-season program and the minicamp and all that, and Shedeur Sanders hasn't taken a single first-team snap,
mm-hmm.
how can you say that man has a legitimate chance to win this job right now? You can't. Not with any ounce or semblance of credibility.
And I actually am on the opposite side of, like, because it's so early, listen, there's a logical pivot point once you get to that first joint practice that if the offense is just not clicking and you just need to lock into a quarterback, I think that's understandable.
Right.
We're still at the point where you got to make these mistakes today and see if there can be growth. You know, like, so where I'm at, though, I think it's interesting. Just kind of talking over this where they are kind of thing, it's going to be – I'm just inundated with Nats every time I try and make a damn good point here. Where I'm at is I still think I'll be shocked if a rookie starts week one. And if a rookie starts week one, I still don't know. I'll buy that it was Kevin Stefanski's decision.
I would probably agree with that wholeheartedly. I can't see how – and that rookie would be Dylan Gabriel, right?
Yeah.
The only
And I think some fans aren't prepared for that, by the way.
And understandably so. If a rookie does start, Nick, I think it would be a situation that's out of their control. And obviously, you know what path that I'm going down there and referencing. Obviously, I don't want to put that out there in the ether. But the only way I see a rookie starting week one is if something occurs from between now and September 7th that's completely out of the organization's control there. And obviously, we hope that does not happen. I don't think Shedeur is ready. I certainly don't think that Dylan Gabriel is ready, not by any stretch of the imagination. And right now, I don't think the organization is doing a whole lot to get Shedeur ready. It's like they're dipping their toes in the sitting on the edge, dipping their toes in the pool, see if the water's warm or cold right now with Dylan Gabriel. That's kind of how I feel about it. And you know, and I'm not making excuses. I'm just trying to be very fair and objective about this whole situation. I just kind of feel like that. How do you expect any of these guys to get in a rhythm when they're, you know, it's four reps,
mm-hmm.
four or five reps, and then the next guy's in. Four or five reps, then the next guy's in. Rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. How can you expect anyone to get into any semblance of a rhythm when that's, you know, what you're doing? Now, I understand that that's pretty much, you have to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time where I am really questioning the methodology of was doing a true four-man quarterback competition the right move for this organization.
Well, but this is another reason why, like when Kevin says, I want to get this done sooner than later, that kind of runs antithetical to we've got to give these guys a long runway to decide who actually is the rightful starter. Like you're trying to thread two needles at once. One needle in this game is hard enough. You're trying to get the quarterback right while also instilling confidence in that quarterback. And those two things, like if you want to install the confidence in the quarterback, you make him the starter soon,
right,
and then give him every opportunity to. If you want to get the quarterback right, that means you've got to go ahead and let Kenny Pickett and the rookies play, 99% of the preseason, and including, all right, today Shador's got the ones. Next week, Kenny's got the ones. You know, the week after that, Dylan's got the ones. So that's it is an incredibly ambitious plan they're trying to go for in a season where there are already things against you that it's like, I'm not saying it's wrong. And listen, if in the end you fail, I don't know that means you should get fired, because if you end up getting a top five pick, Well, that's going to be mission accomplished in some way.
I was going to say, did you really fail?
But I think the danger here, and this is, I really think the only way that Kevin really is in trouble at any point this year is if he loses the locker room. And how do you lose the locker room?
You put the wrong guy on the field.
Not just the wrong guy. Screw the process up. Don't handle it a way in which the locker room buys into whatever you're doing. And so, like, there's a part of me that is very empathetic to Kevin. Despite my previous criticisms, I'm incredibly empathetic and understanding of just how difficult of a job. While, by the way, we're going back to that offense we ran 2 years ago.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, we're arguably the second or third least talented offense, just point blank. Oh, and by the way, we got an older offensive line who's had a lot of injury problems recently. I don't know that that stops you from losing a locker room, but it does earn my empathy and a touch of respect of like, all right. Oh, and by the way, you're not just trying to win. You're trying to do a lot of different things at once, that some of which go contrary to winning.
It feels like the deck is somewhat stacked against them, and you're right. And I can't emphasize this enough. The easy thing, if this season goes the way I'm expecting it to go, is to say fire people. But you have to look deeper than just the end results. You've got two people in Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski who do work well together, okay? Neither one are running into Jimmy's office complaining about the other.
Yet, okay? this season could bring that out. Well, I don't think it'll happen, but remember.
We have yet to see a situation where we wake up to the old Sunday morning hit pieces, right?
Mm.
That used to be a tradition unlike any other for years and years and years. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This whole situation, it's not conducive to winning. Let's be honest about it. And at some point, or I should say, Nick, at what point during training camp do these guys, when they're in the film room and they're watching five reps from Joe Flacco, and then here's five reps from Kenny Pickett, and then okay, here's four reps for Dylan Gabriel, and you know what, we gave Shador three reps just for the sake of just putting him on the field and allowing him to do something.
Because the equipment managers needed work?
Hey, yeah. Hey, Dad, look, I'm on the team, right? I don't know how long you can sell that to your locker room, especially though when you're watching that film, Nick, and you're watching what we watched today. That was an ugly practice, what we saw today. There's no other way for me to skin that cat. And you know, it's been like this now for 3 days. There's not one single play in this training camp that I can sit here, which I call the woe play, right, where you're just like, it's immediately burned into your consciousness, like you're going to remember that play for a few days. We have not, in 3 days, where they're not in pads, they're not live contact and all that, there's not a single play where I have a woe moment, like, whoa, that was really cool. That was really nice. There hasn't been one, at least for the offense.
So you can tell me if this is fair or unfair. When I was watching it today, the offense, there's a different intensity from the defense to the offense. The defense was ripping every ball. They were incredibly physical. I saw MJ Emerson shoulder bump and a ref when he threw a flag on him. The
Which,
defense,
by the way, will get you another flag.
Yes, it will.
In the regular season.
I was actually surprised we didn't get our first coach cuss out of since I've been here, because I was like, if anybody else but MJ pulled that. But I think the defense looked incredibly I thought they had played with great intensity
on
today.
On point is how I would put
yes,
it right now.
That's a great way.
They're on point right
but
now.
But the offense, I want to say, they just didn't have that same energy about them. Is that like even like the wide 100%. Receivers coming out of the break, even like it's just even the offensive line looked a little sluggish to me.
And again, it goes back to what I was saying earlier, and I don't mean to sound like a broken record, Nick, but how can you have any type of rhythm? How can you feel like that you're establishing any? They've established nothing in 3 days.
Yeah.
There's nothing that has been established here. Now, again, I want to be fair to Kevin. I want to be fair to the players. I want to be fair to the coaching staff. That part of that might be by design. You know, there could be a process that is taking place here that's that goes a little deeper and a little more in-depth than you know, what we're just watching on the field. And you know what? I'm willing to grant that grace. But I'm going to tell you right now, as someone who has covered training camp practices where my lead note was they scored one touchdown in the practice, one single touchdown. That was the lead note, okay? Or they completed a pass. They got a completion. Like, that's what this reminded me of today, watching it, and it was a tough watch. I'm not going
to
lie.
I cannot remember if I asked you this. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. You can answer honestly. Can we steal you for one more segment?
Sure thing.
All right, because everything that we're talking about, and you hinted to it already, everything that we've talked about to this point does hint to a bigger picture question, which scares me a little bit here. And it does tie into the social media influencing quarterback. 216-474-0092. Want to hear from you guys. It sure seems like Shador Sanders is not being given a chance to win the starting job, at least compared to the chance given to Dillon Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, and Joe Flacco. Is that smart or is that foolish? By the Cleveland Browns, we'll talk that out with Daryl in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Coming up in about... carry the 215 minutes. We've got Spencer German stopping by at 5:20. But I'm so torn on this because, I mean, I did see Shador miss quite a few throws today. And in fairness, I saw a lot of quarterbacks miss quite a few throws today. So I shouldn't necessarily put it just on Shador.
You saw all the quarterbacks miss throws
today. It was really an equal opportunity in just impossible situation of missed throws.
I'm kind of proud of myself. I felt that was a pretty solid deep cut for me to pull out an Eric Mangini practice reference.
Hey, what did I go to the other day? I had some Shermerism, and then somebody had to remind me that it was a Shermerism, and I was like... Man, at this point, it's like trying to quote an individual president. It's like I'm on like president 5 or 6 in my life. The fact that I remember each one of them in and of itself is some sort of win there. So I'm torn because I agree. I think trying to run a 4-way quarterback battle is incredibly ambitious. I also think if it's secretly a 3-way quarterback battle and you keep acting like you're giving Shador a chance, but you're not. Man, I continue to watch Kenny Pickett, Dillon Gabriel, and Joe Flacco and saying, I don't really think there's that much of a difference between any of these four guys. I kind of don't know why you're just not letting Shador in on the action other than he's throwing to equipment managers.
Right, and I'm going to give Shador some credit. I felt his podium session today was outstanding in the way, with the maturity in which he handled some of the questions. Like he was asked directly, hey, you know, we keep asking, we can't get answers, so let's ask you, why are you not getting first team reps? He said, hey, listen, that's not for me to say. That's not my job. My job is when I am called upon to go out there and perform and produce, whatever that is, and that's what I'm focused on. And I thought that was such a mature answer, and we have seen that from him since being drafted in the 5th round. He really is a likable kid.
I just saw him over here today. He walked over to sign some autographs, and they walked across. And he's got that thing of like, I talk to everyone, and just watching him. I mean, whether it was media members or people, staffers, like he makes sure to say hi to everyone. That is an uncommon thing. Yes,
he's genuinely happy to be here.
Yeah,
right. And I think it's fair to say we've had plenty of quarterbacks come through here that were not genuinely happy to be here.
Paging Johnny Manziel. Still upset about that. So I just look at this and I go...
There are so many jokes that I can't tell on the air that I'm just dying to
tell
them.
You know, a couple of them, because now that I've been around long enough and that a lot of people are gone, you start to get super loose-lipped about things that you say. And at least once or twice, because, you know, JP only encourages me to say the quiet part out loud. And I'll start into a story. I'm like, no, I don't think that one's been reported yet. I'm not going to be the guy that puts that one out there. And it is from that era of the Cleveland Browns where it was just like, that really did happen.
Yeah,
well. I think everyone has Ken Carman's version of the George Kokina story. It's just we don't tell everybody we have it. Which is something...
Well, I have like four versions of the Kokina story that I have heard.
Yeah. None of them are good, by the way. None of them are make you feel good about what was going on in the building at that time.
And all of them could potentially get me sued at some
yes.
point. So we just
yeah.
keep those in the file cabinet.
Now, this being said, though, Listen, I don't just look at this quarterback derby as, all right, who's going to start week one? I look at it as giving these kids an opportunity to get to be ready that if the opportunity arises, you're 2-6 going to the bye, right? Or you're this, that, and the other. Or, God forbid, you carry one vet quarterback, two rookies, and then that vet quarterback gets injured, whoever it is, you need to get the rookies ready to play this year. This is a year that tells you you're not playing one quarterback this year. That'll be some sort of a Cleveland miracle. This profiles as all four quarterbacks, if they're here, could potentially play. And there's a part of me that's like, all right, I think you are doing this with Dylan. Listen, this season's a waste in some regard. If neither Dylan, or certainly if one of the guys doesn't hit the field. But honestly, unless the guy that hits the field does do something, if both guys don't hit the field, like, you've put yourself in a position where you drafted these guys, and you're in a position to draft a quarterback next year, most likely. So then play those guys.
The problem that I have with that, and I'm not disputing your premise, because it's pretty sound. Yes, I just complimented you. is that they're third and fifth round picks. Like, I'm trying to just be realistic about what I expect from those guys. And I just don't think you're doing any type of service by playing them unless they legitimately are ready to be played. Because guess what? Or let me ask you this. What is the last third through whatever round quarterback that the Browns have drafted, right? And they have been forced to put them on the field as rookies. Tell me the last time that has paid any sort of a tangible dividend for this franchise. And in fact,
I mean,
Colt
McCoy. Colt had some good football. He then had some more bad football, but he was playable. It's been 15 years. You can give me this one win.
I'm going to give you only because Colt McCoy is a Business of Football Hall of Fame champion, backup quarterback.
Yeah, he became a good backup in the NFL. What a success story! He grew up with the Cleveland Browns. I hear what you're saying. At the same point, then you shouldn't have taken them.
We're
in this weird catch.
You gotta understand, Dylan Gabriel was one of four that just happened moments from the draft, right? I mean, the first one was they traded the number two pick to Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was Carson Schwechinger with the first pick in the second round of the draft.
With trade offers on the board, by the way.
And then it was Dylan Gabriel in round three. And then it was you know what? We don't need the rest of those picks, which, by the way, GM of the year material right there, getting rid of those day three picks. But hey, Shador Sanders is on the board. Let's call our buddies in Philadelphia and go get him. And, you know, why not? Like, you had four what just happened moments in your draft.
Well, and if you honestly, there's a fifth. There's in a year where you say you're trying to win, you took two running backs and two quarterbacks.
That's fair.
Which is another. So I just. Part of me really wants to go, in the end, nothing matters as long as you get the quarterback at some point in the next. But, same point. Do the right thing.
Yes.
Like, if you're not... Okay, and this is also unfair. Kevin Stefanski's trying to win. Andrew Berry's trying to find the quarterback of the future. I understand that those two things might not always be in line with each other, but... I mean,
it could be because they have the two first-round picks, and my nuclear option is that you don't have to fail your way in. You've got two first-round picks, and you got your 2027 first-rounder. So you can trade three first-round picks to go get your kid next spring.
Yeah, the problem is...
It's easy for me to say, yeah, I know, you need two to take.
Well, but so it's interesting that you say that because there is the risk of, hey, if the top three teams, if there are three quarterbacks and the top three teams need quarterbacks, you're out of luck.
Yeah, and that's the problem is whoever does end up with that number one overall pick what you actually you really want Jacksonville to end up with the number one pick, because well they are committed to a quarterback, but yeah, you don't want to end up with a franchise that is you know, not committed to a quarterback and quarterback needy, ending up with that first or second overall pick.
I feel like the way they're treating Shador, he's still working himself back from however he upset the NFL in the pre-draft process. And even Andrew Berry's answer yesterday on the speeding ticket, it's like, that's as forceful as I've heard him.
I know.
And he's had multiple guys accused of domestic violence.
Well, they have as many players accused of assault in the last year as they won football games.
I just, so like, it does feel like, and I hate to be this guy because I'm not a Shahonk. You know this. I'm Switzerland.
I'm aware.
And I work with the
I work with the junior Shishil on Sundays.
But I continue to come back to this.
You're stuck with senior 5 days a week.
No, I'm proud to be stuck with senior 5 days a week. No, I just continue to come back to, there's a part of me that's like, what sense in it is having three of these guys who have not, I mean, who are all, have some sort of pot mark on them. And then we're like, well, Shador can throw to the equipment manager. No offense to the kid. I'm sure he's got good hands. But I would argue
he has better hands than some of the receivers they have out there. Better hands than the Browns secondary.
I definitely have seen that as well. I don't know. I just think that's confusing. And it does feel like he's being, I hate the word punished, but it does feel like he's being held to a different standard, which I think
he's being held back.
Yes. And I just don't think that's where you should be this year.
No. I think you made it. Well, okay, maybe you didn't make your point because you got the speeding tickets before training camp. At some point, I think they need to see what this kid can do in camp. And again, I just think what we're learning right now, Nick, is this four-man quarterback competition was a bad idea. And it might not be internally a true four-man quarterback competition. It certainly doesn't look like a true four-man quarterback competition. It's like 2.5 men out there right now.
Dylan Gabriel.
I just...
Yeah, you walked me into it, and I took the opportunity. That was dirty pool by me.
And me.
Yeah. You know what? It felt good, though. That's all. It made me laugh. All right, Daryl. So this weekend, what can we expect? I know we'll be back out here on Monday, but what can we expect over the next couple of days for the Browns?
They're back out here tomorrow morning, 9:30. We'll hear from Kevin Stefanski bright and early before practice. We'll hear from players following practice. Then they get a little bit of a break off Sunday. And then Monday, the first full padded practice, so you'll be out here for a good day there. That, to me, is where the rubber meets the road.
I'll bring my pads.
Hey, you know what? They might need the help on Monday.
We were joking earlier. They got a couple of these little defensive line drills, offensive line drills. And
by the way, so there's a couple down there. You think you can hit one of the bags?
No,
I couldn't. Move a sled?
No, I couldn't get up. Oh, I could. I can move it. I just couldn't move after doing it.
You mean? Yeah. You can do the old lift.
I can
push?
Do it. Yeah. Okay. The problem is I'd paralyzed myself.
Well, we're not concerned with it. I just want to know if you can.
Oh, you just want to see the first thing?
I just want to know.
That would be my moment of victory?
Yes.
Okay. I'll give it to you.
You versus Ken. Let's do it.
No. Nobody wants, least of all Ken and I, but nobody wants to see that. Daryl, good stuff, buddy.
You bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.